Good morning from Radio Entrepreneurs. We're here today with Jennifer Gullibrand from She Breeds Balance. Good morning, Jennifer. How are you?
Good morning, John. I'm great. Thank you.
It's a great opportunity to have you on the show today and to give us some insight into the vision you had recently as an entrepreneur starting She Breeds Balance. Interesting name, Jennifer. Where did that name come from?
So the name of the studio is actually She Breeds Balance and Wellness. And it's interesting. You know, I discovered yoga, meditation, and a variety of other alternative health therapies, I would say late in my 40s, and came to understand that I could use something as simple as my breath to center myself, kind of find an inner calm, and tackle just about any curveball that came my way. And like most women, right, I've navigated my share of curveballs. So, you know, I was thinking about the fact that I really strongly believe every woman has the strength within her to create and nurture and transform her own life and evolve to a place of power. And that really begins with that first deep breath and making a commitment to self-care and a desire to find balance. So really, that it's as simple as that. She breathes. With our breath, we can find that balance and our way back to improved health and wellness. And by the way, the she in our name does not mean that we exclude men from our studio. I always like to tell people that. We feel men play an important role in helping women, the women they love, be more balanced. So, of course, we have activities that are open to them as well.
Great. And, you know, it's a funny thing. You have so much passion for this. The studio got developed pretty quickly, and it's really taken on a great look. Talk a little bit about, you know, once you had the vision, what the next steps were as an entrepreneur to get this rolling, Jennifer.
Well, in terms of the studio itself, you're absolutely right. You know, this idea had been kind of rolling around in my head for a number of years, and I just decided to trust in the timing and felt that the space that I was interested in next door was opening up in the June timeframe. So I kind of took the leap, as I encourage so many women to do sometimes, and really followed my passion. And I believe that I recreated the look of the space within 4 weeks' time. Of course, I did that with a lot of help from friends and family and volunteers who shared my vision for creating this really special place for women to convene and support one another. So we opened our doors on September 6th, which is crazy because I got access to the space on July 8th. So miracles do happen, I guess, when people come together. It's been pretty special.
And it's amazing. I've been over there physically. It's just really soothing, and it offers a lot of different activities. What are some of the activities that you're currently offering?
So let me step back just a moment and explain that it's kind of hard to explain what it is we do because it's so unique. So She Breeds Balance and Wellness is, in essence, a women's empowerment, education, and advocacy initiative, and we're really dedicated to the complete renewal of women, body, mind, and soul. So we, you know, what we do basically, again, as I mentioned, is we are looking to provide this venue, the opportunity for sisterhood and support. We tap into a kind of collective feminine energy and encourage women to learn to receive. You know, we spend most of our lives giving and nurturing others, which is a wonderful thing, but sometimes in that process we forget to nurture ourselves. And so we wanted to find a way to promote the importance of that practice of self-care and remind women how important it is to nurture themselves, find their center, and accept goodness and possibility into their lives. So what we do here is extremely broad in nature. Going back to that concept of body, mind, and soul, we really have everything that a woman could possibly look for, depending on where she is in her journey in life, from meditation and yoga and, you know, different sorts of body-based activities. We also have support groups, so we want women to be able to find camaraderie and strength in by being with other women who understand what they might be struggling with. So we have divorce support groups. We have young girl teen talk groups that we do to help young girls kind of formulate who they want to be and how they want to present themselves in the world today. We also have a variety of coaching opportunities, from nutrition and health coaching to life coaching, women who might be going through a transition in their careers. We have lots of inspirational type offerings, from writing retreats and workshops to drawing classes. We one of the things we really like to do is promote a woman's opportunity to kind of go back to some of the things that bring her a sense of calm and a sense of who she is. And a lot of women are very creative, and so we even have a she gallery here, which is an entire wall in the studio that's dedicated to promoting different women artists and photographers. So every month we bring in a new artist, and we offer up a reception for them so they can bring in members of the community and share the work that they do that really makes them who they are. So it's really, you know, the art and the inspiration part of it, the body and soul part, and then we also do a tremendous amount of small business support and coaching. So we might have women who are solopreneurs who do what they do because they love it so very much, but maybe they don't have the business skills they need to promote themselves, market themselves, or navigate the complexities of a social media world in which we live. So we have brought all these women together who have different skill sets, who are organically supporting one another in those educational areas. We have small business coaching, we have career development, resume building, interviewing skills, networking. We'll sit and offer up support around, you know, how do you use a LinkedIn page, or how do you navigate Facebook? So there's really a wide range of offerings, and I don't think, I always tell everyone, we'll never run out of ideas of things to bring to the table here.
Boy, this is certainly a unique, holistic approach. What is the demographic group that you serve and the geography?
So this is kind of fun to talk about because we're only, well, we're into our fifth month, right? So we opened September 6th. We have 85 members, and the age group is what I'm so excited about because my youngest member is 22, and we have a member up to 76. So I love the fact that we are really drawing women of different age groups, because I think there's so much we can learn from one another. And so that the age demographic has made me really excited. Also, the backgrounds that women are coming from in terms of the work that they do or the passion that they have is very, very diverse. We have a lot of, obviously the focus is on health, wellness, education, and the arts. So we have teachers, we have yoga instructors, acupuncturists, artists, painters, writers, businesswomen, real estate agents. You know, it's really a wide, diverse group in terms of professional backgrounds. We even have some students, which I love, you know, some college people are just getting out of college or who are they're just becoming aware of what they want to do with their lives. And so, and then geographically, interestingly enough, we're located in Walpole, but we already have members from the Rhode Island area all the way into Boston. I think I actually have somebody who drives here from the Concord area. So we're really, you know, I feel like it's the ripple effect that kind of threw the stone into the water, and it's just starting to reach out, and every time somebody new joins, we get more, you know, the word just keeps spreading and spreading, and I think it's just striking a nerve with women, especially in the world we're living right now. There's a lot of things that make us fearful, and I think by coming together and embracing one another and powerful and change, we're really, it's just starting, I feel like we're just at the beginning of something really great. I'm a little passionate about this.
That's great. And, you know, the entrepreneurial part of the show and passion are huge. What's interesting is it sounds like you took your passion, and we've been talking a little bit about this today, and you used intuitive thinking as opposed to just data to make a decision of something that's really going to work out and give back to the community. Because a lot of times business people now just use research or whatever. It seems like you did your research, but you used a lot of intuition and passion and energy to make this work.
I would absolutely say that this is more about intuition and passion that I've had as a woman, as a mother, as a daughter, as a professional, as an employer. I think that I've, you know, spent a lot of years kind of navigating through some of these waters, and so for me, this was really a labor of love. I don't look at it as a business the way I do the other work that I do. I really am following my heart and the code of ethics that I put together when I was envisioning this whole concept. And so it's interesting. I for this particular endeavor, I didn't do a lot of data. I really just took that leap of faith based on what I know and went with it. And it feels that.
And, you know, conceptually, it seems like the benefits to the members or the people that are going to attend events is they're going to meet friends, mentors, collaborate on business. It's kind of and the diversity in the age that you hit on, I think, it just brings a new level. Because usually when you go to networking events or groups, the demographics are sort of homogenous. Everybody's the same. Here, there's going to be a great range, and I think that adds value to a young college lady or, you know, somebody who, even older.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, as you can imagine, I've been a business owner in another space for 18 years now, and I was involved in a lot of women's business kind of groups, and they all have their purpose, and, you know, they're very effective. But what I wanted to do here was a little different. So when I formed, I have two kinds of membership, which I know we haven't really touched on that yet. And by the way, you do not have to be a member to attend anything that we offer here. I want it to feel very inclusive to people. So I encourage people to bring a friend in an area of interest that they might have. So the membership base, there's an individual member opportunity for exactly as you had indicated, John, women who are looking to surround themselves with other like-minded women who are making a commitment to their self-care. They want to reconnect with who they are, renew their power, and, you know, inspire and be inspired, and experience some real growth through the education and the arts and the things that we're offering here. That individual membership is available for as little as $10 a month. So people can either pay all at once, which is $120 a year, or they can pay monthly. And again, I tried to keep it extremely affordable for people because I wanted them to make that commitment to themselves, make that investment. The other side of our group is the collaborative membership, and that's, you know, going back to this women in business and this networking world, the collaborative membership was established primarily to support professionals in fields that I mentioned, health, wellness, coaching, life balance, education, and the arts, and to provide them with a venue to promote their gifts and strengthen their connection with the community. So for those particular individuals, and we have, I believe, 37 of them to date, we gather once a month, we form alliances with other professionals, we provide mentoring opportunities, and a very organic type of referral program. Nobody's being tracked. It's all about making those meaningful connections with one another and wanting to help each other just because you want to, both professionally and personally. So that collaborative membership is really how I'm bringing all these special programs to the studio, because every time a woman joins who has an interest or a skill set, that helps me to then provide phenomenal content back to our membership. So, and they're not having to pay rent. So they're really just becoming part of a community and having access to this beautiful space to connect and to share. And I call it my equal exchange of energy model. So anyone who wants to join the collaborative has an opportunity to teach here, and then we just share in whatever revenues come to the table for that particular event. And I think it just makes everybody feel fully invested and good about what it is we're doing. And that particular membership is $300 for a year or $25 a month. Again, trying to keep it extremely accessible to everyone.
So, Jennifer.
And then, oh, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
The only thing I was going to mention then is then the programs that we offer. So the benefits to membership also go to the fact that when you're a member, everything that you come to is either going to be free or at a very discounted rate to you, because the more you're involved and the more you participate, the better value you're going to get. And that is why we try to offer up such a wide variety of programs for people, so that everyone can get something meaningful out of their experience and their commitment to our community.
Jennifer, how could people that are interested in seeing the facility or joining, how could they get to you? How can they find you?
Well, there's lots of ways to do that. I would say the best place to start is by going to our website, is at shebreathesbalance.com. I have a whole homepage that kind of goes over the different special events that are coming through the studio for the February through April timeframe in the form of a banner. So you can go through that to see what piques your interest, and then you can sign up or register for those classes. We also have a Facebook site that's extremely active. What I'm trying to do there is not only promote the activities in the studio, but to provide really solid content for women on a variety of different topics. So two or three times a day, I'll put out a great article or a link to somebody's piece on the web that I feel would bring value to them. We also have the studio is open. Most of our events, are nights and weekends, obviously, because we want people who are working to be able to take advantage of what we have to offer here. However, on Mondays and Fridays, the studio is open from studios open on Mondays and Fridays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., I always say, as an alternative to Starbucks. So you can come in and sit at the Zen Bar, have a cup of tea, or have a smoothie, some quiet time to yourself to meditate or read or write or connect with a friend. So it's really a nice, chi space intended for women to come learn more about us and experience what we have to offer. We also have Soul Sister Circle Nights, which are Wednesdays, where we invite members and guests to just come and meet some of the women in our tribe and get to know us in that way. There's a lot of free or donation-based activities here, so people can come without having to make any kind of financial commitment and get a good sense of whether the fit is right for them or not.
Jennifer, this was great. Great story, great passion and motivation. It was great having you on the show today. And
I'm very honored that you invited me. Thank you so much, John.
It's a great segment. So this is John Dustin, and that was Jennifer Gullibrand from She Breathes Balance and Wellness. And this is Radio Entrepreneurs. We will be back shortly.